bless you.
Started the tour away in Northwest London Friday, 22nd of Adar Sheni, 25th of March, Rav Shalom Parashita, Achomer Legula. This week's tour was sponsored by Family Donna on the 14th year outside of their father, Reuben Tzion ben Rav Avraham, Moshe Alevi Donna, Zichron Levrocha, whose year outside was last Shabbos.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's been many years since I was zoche to be this London tour away, Golders Green. I think everything started from here.
No,
it started from Manchester, but you followed up.
That's right.
And Baruch Hashem, I see there are Heiliki Yidden that are following up for many, many, many years. And you must be great Talmidei Chachamim after you heard so many shiurim, all the different rabbanim and halacha and agadah. What could be more than that? And the main thing, of course, is that we elevate our day through beginning it with the light of the Holy Torah. And the light of the Torah becomes for us a candle and a light to light up our path for the entire day. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Yotes, Kapitel Kuf Yotes, in Ois Nun, he says the words, Ner L'Ragli Dvorecha, your words are a candle for my feet, the or and the light L'Nisivosi for my path. There's a lot to talk about in that. But I'm not going to talk about that. But I think that the concept of Ner L'Ragli Dvorecha, the Or L'Nisivosi, is what is called start the day the Torah way. When you go out into a day, you go out into the different occupations of a day, and you go out through a Dvorecha and the Or of Torah, it's really, truly elevates the day, and it elevates every act that we do during the day. The Torah makes us holy. The Torah sets us in the right kivun, in the right
direction.
You got it. The right direction. And that's what it is. Ner L'Ragli Dvorecha V'Or L'Nisivosi. Rabbi Yisai, today, as we're preparing for the Heilige Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Shmini, Parshas Poro, Shabbos Mevolchim, Kodesh Nissen. This is a very opportune moment, very appropriate moment to discuss what I decided now would be the topic of the Shir, Hachone L'Geula. Preparation for Geula. We all know that every Rosh Chodesh, before we have the Rosh Chodesh, we have what's called Rosh Chodesh Benshin, Shabbos Mevolchim. And then we say these words, Mi she'oso nisim laviseinu, the one who has made miracles for our fathers, the goal oiso me'avdus l'cheirus, and he redeemed them from avdus, from slavery, from servitude, l'cheirus, to freedom, who yigal oisonu bekoroiv, he's going to redeem us very soon, bekoroiv, yikabet nidocheinu me'arba kanfei sa'oretz, and he will take all the scattered yidden that are scattered all over the world, arba kanfei sa'oretz. And we ask that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will redeem us. So there are those Sfarim that say, the reason why we say it every Shabbos Mevorachim, for every Chodesh, not only for Chodesh Nissen, really emanated from a special tefillah, which applies specifically to Chodesh Nisan. Because Chodesh Nisan, the Gemara tells us, and you've all learned this in Daf Yomi not so long ago, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Amud Beis, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us, and that's how we paskin, that B'Nissan Nigalu, the same as Yidden, the Jewish people were redeemed on Nisan, on Chodesh Nisan, B'Nissan Asidin Ligoyal. So also the future redemption will come in Nisan. And we hope it should be on the Lel Shimurim. Well, it might disturb our Seder night if that happens, but I think we're all ready for that. We're masking what?
Mashiach come on Shabbos.
Oh, so you ask a good question. How could he come on Yom Tov? It's not going to be Shabbos, Dafke. And Shabbos is also not possible that a Mashiach could come. So I don't know really if it's possible, but it does say Lel Shimurim. So there could be also a chance to say that this, the power of Geula, will, the seed of the Geula will be planted on that night for a time a bit after that. I'm not going to go into that. Actually, it's an interesting shaila to think about. How could it be a little shimurim for the Geula Asida? Can Mashiach actually come on the first day of Pesach? The first night of Pesach. It's interesting. But Lemaise, that is the time, that's the month that is specially designated for Geula. So, that's what Klal Yisrael, when it would come to Chodesh Nisan, would pour their hearts out with this special tefillah, and it was made for that. Mi she'osa nisim l'avoseinu, v'goa l'osa me'avdus l'cheirus, hu yigal oisanu b'koroi v'boini sh'loilam, please, b'nisin asidim l'goel, v'yikabetz nidocheinu me'arba kanfois ha'oretz. And then it became a tefillah, which is good for the whole year, because we always are asking for the geula, and we could always bring forth the geula, and we always are looking for Kvod Shamayim to be misgala, to be revealed upon the entire universe. So it's a good tefillah every time. I used to say, and this I remember hearing from my Rebbe in Detroit, who was the great Rebbe Leib Bakst, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha, from the great Altamiras. So he would always say that the Russians would call a Jew Zhid. Zhid. And he said, Zhidke, exactly. And Zhid, he says, in Russian, has to do with somebody who's waiting for something. That's what he used to say. And they would look at the Yidden, they would look at the Jewish people and say, you guys are waiting for a redemption, for some salvation. And of course, you know what the Goyim say. Didn't he come already? What are you waiting for? Chalil v'chas. But anyways, that's what they would say. And that is the mitzias of a Yid. The mitzias of a Yid is a Jid. Why? Ki mechakim anachnu loch. We're not living the present world as a present world. We are living the present world as a preparation for the world to come, not only in the Olam HaNeshamos, but in this world when it will be V'hoyo Hashem L'melech Al Kol Ha'aretz B'yoyim Ha'hu Yiyeh Hashem Echad U'shmoy Echad. So Klal Yisrael's preparing for Geula. But you know, it's very interesting thing that, you know, we talk about Mashiach, and we talk about we want him to come, but who really thinks about why do we want Mashiach to come, or how do we expect to maybe help that Mashiach should come? How are we going to help him come? And the answer, of course, will be that if we understand what brought about the Churban, and what kept Klal Yisrael being scattered be'arba kanfei sa'aret, in all four corners of earth, every place on earth, as they used to say, that a place which there's not a Beit Chabad, and the Ponovizhirov didn't get there, that's a place that doesn't exist. That's what they used to say. Coca-Cola. I missed the third one. Shkoyach. So the Maise, this is Klal Yisrael all over the world. Arba Kanfes Ha'aretz. And we all want to get to a matzav of Kvod Shemayim, but how are we going to do this? So we have to be metaken these inyonim, these things that brought about the Churban, and when we do that, then we will be zoiche to take away this situation of Churban in the world and bring the third Beis Hamikdash down from heaven. The Yoyed Min HaShemayim, Beis Hamikdash Shel Eish, Beis Hamikdash of fire. And we'll be able to have a different world, a world of light, a world of prosperity, a world that will be a blessed world, the way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam really planned it out. So Rabbeisai, what do we got to think about? Well, when we think about what we got to be attacking, in order to bring about the beautiful Geula, one of the most important points is unity. Oh, is that something important? That is what we have to do. Now, we can't make all the Jewish people unite, because we don't have the power, every one of ourselves. You know, we have a small shul. You guys come here to Torah Way, very good. You know, but we can't get the whole, even the whole London to unite. Get Stamford Hill together with Golders Green. But what we can do is that we, in our hearts, are uniting with Klal Yisrael. That's what we could do. We could bring about at least the beginning of this thing, and that could also be mashpia. It could also have an influence on others. And that's how we do it. We don't look, you have to take care of the entire Jewish nation. But it's the responsibility of every yachid, every individual, to do what he can, his utmost, in order that from his side, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, you would have brought my geula. So that is really what we got to think about. And what is this inyan that we have to be talking, sinas chinam? Ah, so someone just mentioned before, the one that spoke before the shir, it's the word that Pesach Kron loves to say it over about the Karpas. Or maybe I don't think everyone here heard the Karpas word, but it's such a beautiful, sweet word. It's what we come Lela Seder and we eat something called Karpas. Now, Karpas is a type of a vegetable, and you eat less than a kezias, whatever you call it, different minhagim, what we use for Karpas. But it's a strange word, Karpas. Actually, it reminds us of Purim. Does anyone know how it reminds us of Purim in the Megillah? Chur Karpas Utzchelas. But how does Purim come into Pesach? How does this work out, the same Karpas? The answer is that Karpas, the word itself, is talking about a certain type of a cloth, a certain like silk, beged. That's what a Karpas is. And therefore, this is a word to say b'shem of Shloime Kluger. Reb Shloime Kluger, the great Goyen of Brody, who wrote more than 450 Sfarim, Goyin HaGoyinim. So this Reb Shloime Kluger says that if you look in Parshas Vayeshev, and it says over there that Yaakov made for Yosef Eksoines Pasim, if you look over there, you will see that the Targum says the word Karpas. Yaakov made like a Karpas for Yosef. So the word goes, the way of Pesach Kron loves to say it over. We're sitting Lala Seder, and we're saying Hashata Hocha. We're going to be saying that right after that. Hashata Hocha. L'shona Abba B'Aron Yisrael Hashata Avdi. L'shona Abba B'nei Chayrin. So we want to get to Geula. We want to get out of here. Rabbeisai, if we want to get out of here, let's remember how we came into here. How we were thrown in. What threw us into the Golas. And then we remember Karpas. Mechiras Yosef. Now, we're not to judge the Shvatim. We have no cheshbonus with them, nothing. But one thing we do need to know, that we have to be metaken, we have to rectify, we have to fix the pirud. We can't be Am mefuzer u'mefoyrod, mefuzer bein ha'amim, and mefoyrod between ourselves, that we are so splintered and scattered within our own nation, that we're not one. That's what we got to take care of. And that's what we eat. And we meramez in the karpas before we're going to ask Rabbeinu Shaloylam, bring us the geula, because that is what's going to take us out of here. If we're going to learn the message of that karpas, of that Yosef HaTzadik with Mechiras Yosef, and we'll do what we can to care about a brother and care about others, and to be united with Klal Yisrael, and it makes no difference what stripe and what type of kippah they wear, and even those without the kippah, that they're not zoiche to have the kippah yet. We have to be united with the Jewish nation, and if we do that and we eat that karpas before, then we can continue and we can say Rabbeinu Shaloylam Yachatz. Yachatz, we know, is that we split that matzah, and the smaller part we're going to leave over here, and the bigger part we're taking for the afikoymen, we save it for the afikoymen. And the Mefarshim say the afikoymen is a remes to the great big geula which is awaiting us. Gevaldik, but how can we do this yachatz and prepare for geula? That's when you have karpas. Then you could do yachatz. And then you could actually articulate that bakasha and say, Rabbeinu Shaloylam Hashata Hocha, Lishono Habo Be'arodi Yisrael, Hashata Avdei, Lishono Habo B'nei Chayrim. But Rabbi Isai, it is unbelievable that this year we have this message in this week's parsha. And we are going to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from this week, Shabbos Pasha Shemini, and it's also Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Nissen, where we are waiting the Geula. We're going to see in the Pasha how are we going to bring Kavod Hashem into our world. How are we going to bring the Rabbi Yoimahu Yiyeh Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad? And Rabbi Yisai, there's a beautiful piece from the Toiras Kahanim that we always quote, and this is so, so appropriate now. Such a hashgacha that this is what we're going to be hearing this Shabbos. It says in the beginning of the parsha that Moshe tells Aaron, "Ka'ach lecha egel ben bokor lechatos. You got to bring an egel ben bokor for a chatos. Ve'ayil oilo tamimim." Okay, very nice. So you're bringing those korbanos. Ve'el b'nei Yisrael tadaber leimor. Chusir izim lechatos, ve'egel v'cheves b'nei shona temimim le'oila, and v'shor v'ayil lishlamim. There are more korbanos that the Jewish people need than Aaron himself. So says over here the Sifra, Toras Kahanim, says these words, beautiful words. He says like this, v'chima ro Yisrael ois gimel, v'chimaro Yisrael lehovi yoiser me'aharen. Elo omar lohem, he told them, you have to do something extra, more than Aaron. Atem yesh b'yedchem b'tchilo, you have something from before. V'yesh b'yedchem b'soif, you have something from an end, from afterwards. Yesh b'yedchem b'tchilo v'yishchatu se'ir izim. That is talking about Mechiras Yosef, that then they were Shoichet Seir Izim, and that was how they tried to deceive their father Yaakov and said, Haker no, Haksoines bin Chahi, because they dip that Ksoines in the blood of the Seir Izim. The Yesh Beyetchem Besoif, Osu Lohem Egil Masecha. Yovoi Seir Izim v'yichaper al Maise Izim. Yovoi Egel v'yichaper al Maise Egel. Beautiful. When we're going to hear the words Usir, you're going to talk to Bnei Yisrael to tell them, Chu Seir is in Lechatos. Aaron didn't need that. Aaron is Oyev Shalom, Roydev Shalom, Kohanim. The children of Aaron are from the side of Chesed, as it says in the Zohar HaKadosh. Aaron doesn't need that. He had a shaykhes a little bit to the eagle. He had to take care of the eagle. Tachlecha eagle ben bakar lechatos to be mechaper on the cheta eagle. What he had to do with it, making it. Abavel bnei Yisrael to davelema. You have an extra cheshbin and it has to be done. Chu seir izim lechatos. You got to take for chatos a seir izim. Why? Vayishchatu seir izim. Remember Mechias Yosef. You gotta fix that up. And only then, what would be? Hayoim Hashem Nira Aleichem. Then, today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to appear to you. And then, it's so beautiful how the Mojit Sarebbe, the Divrei Yisrael, which actually I'm an Einikul of his, says in the next Pasuk, V'yikrivu kol ha'edo, it says, the Edo came close. Vayamdu lifnei Hashem, and they stood in front of Hashem. Says the Mojit Rebbe, Vayikrevu kol ha'eda se loze. They became close to each other. You could also say Vayikrevu is to the Eibishter, and that for sure is pshat poshut. But it also means Vayikrevu kol ha'eda, and Kol Ha'eda is also an union of Klal. The whole Eda was Nikrav, came close and cleaved one to each other. Whether you're from Reuven or Shimon, whatever stripe you have, whatever degel, whatever type of picture you have on design on your degel from the Degolim in the Midbar, every Shevet had its own special uniqueness. But Vayikrivu Kol Ha'eda, that was the message. If they heard that they're supposed to bring a Seir Izim L'chatos to be Mechaper on that Vayishchatu Seir Izim, they didn't just hear that they're supposed to do it, but they did, they accomplished the inner meaning of Chu Seir Izim L'chatos. That's what I want to be Moisif on the Eilek Rebbe, the Divrei Yisrael from Mojitz. That here in the next pasuk you see that they understood the message that it says over here in the Torah's Kahanim. Vayikrevu kol ha'edo, vayamdu lifnei Hashem. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is the koyach ha'me'ached of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the klal of all the neshamis of Klal Yisrael. He had a power to unify them. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, says, Zeh HaDavor Tasu. That is what he says. This is what you should always be doing. It's great what you're doing now. You understood the message. Vayikrivu kol ha'eda. Vayamdu lifnei Hashem. You're ready. You're unifying the Eda to stand in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. This is what you got to do always. Zeh HaDavor Asher Tzivo Hashem Tasu. Only then, the Yero Aleichem Kivoid Hashem. So this is the message, one of the great messages that we have to take before we are asking Hu Yigal Isanu Bekarayv Hu Kabet Elocheinu Marakanfei Sa'oret. So we always say this is a remez. Chaveirim Kol Yisrael. How did that come in? Chaveirim Kol Yisrael. Many are asking, what's it have to do with the tefillah of Hu Yigal Oisanu Bekolayv Haparaboisai? That's what's going to do the trick. That's what's going to bring the, that's going to open the gates of Geula. How? Hu Yigal Oisanu, you want? Very good. But the way is to do Chaveirim Kol Yisrael. If all Yisrael is Chaveirim, they're friends, they care about each other, they're metakin the inyan of the Sir Izim of Mechiris Yosef, then, only then, v'noimar amen, can we say amen to this tefillah and have it imirtza Hashem mekuyim. This, Rabbeisai, is achana for Chodesh Nissen, achana for Geula, and if you think about it, this is what we do in Leil HaSeder. When it comes to Leil Shimurim, it comes that holy night, And we're going to ask Hashato Hoche, Lashon Habo Ba'al Yisrael, Hashato Avi, Lashon Habo B'nei Choyin. What do we say before that? Kol Dichvin Yesi V'Yecho. Kol Ditzrich Yesi V'Yiftach. Yifsach. I'm opening my heart. I'm opening my home. Although they ask all the questions, when are you saying it with all the different mefarshim? But for sure, this is what we're trying to open our hearts to. Kol dichvin, I am ready to put in my house and try to put up anybody. Kol dichvin. And some people are not easy guests. But even so, kol dichvin yesi v'yecho. Kol ditzrich yesi v'yifsach. Oh, it's chaverim kol Yisrael. You're unifying yourself with the Jewish nation. You care about others. Ooh, now you can continue. Hashata hocha, l'shana habo bar Yisrael. Hashata avnei, l'shana habo b'nei choyrin. Now you can continue on and you can ask for geula. And that's exactly the same thing that we're saying in Shabbos Mevachim. And that's what the parsha of the week is teaching us, Shmini. And that's where Aaron becomes Kohen Gadol. Why is Aaron becoming Kohen Gadol? Because Aaron is going to be Mechaper and Klal Yisrael. And how does he have the power to be Mechaper and Klal Yisrael? Because he cares about every Yid. And that's why he's Oyev Esabriyes Umekarvon LaTorah. And it hurt him that somebody is a bit away from the Kedusha, is away from the light. What's going to be with this Yid? Aaron HaKohen, he couldn't continue. And he had to do everything in his power in order to bring him under the fold. Oyev HaBrius, he loved the Brius. U'mekarv on LaTorah. And therefore, he's mekarv them to Torah. So everything that we have in the Parsha is Mamish talking about this beautiful thought. The thought of Klal Yisrael fixing up what they had betchila. The fact that Aaron is the one who becomes the Kohen Gadol, and that all connects, as we said, to the Shabbos Mevorchim, to the beautiful Shabbos that this we're going to be preparing for the great Lel Shimulim, for the great Tikkun of the world, the Sakin Oilam B'Malchus Shakai. And one should know that Chodesh Nissen is what's called Yomim HaMevorchim. That's what we say in the Yotzer's of the Yotzer when it comes to Parshas HaChodesh. This week actually is Parshas Parah. And Parshas HaChodesh, you will remember, Hinom Yomim HaMevorachim. Those are the Gebenchte Tag. It's blessed days. And that's what Chodesh Nissen is all about. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. We should all have this message and prepare ourselves both physically but mainly spiritually to be all together, to unite with Klal Yisrael, Chaverim Kol Yisrael, and Emir Tzashem Bizloiche, that who Yigal Esonu Bekoroiv, V'yikabit Zidolcheinu Ma'abakan V'yisa Oret, V'yoyma Hu Yih Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad, B'nison Nigalu B'nison Asidin Ligoel, B'vinyin Beis Hamikdosh Ashlishi, B'mheilo B'yomeinu, Amen K'ni Rosh.